What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 911. In this episode, I'll discuss the risk of bacteremia in patients with asymptomatic bacteriuria and altered mental status. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode911. Perhaps one of the most frustrating scenarios dealing with antimicrobial stewardship is that of a patient with asymptomatic bacteriuria, meaning no systemic signs of infection, but with altered mental status. Many clinicians will still want to treat with antibiotics in this case, despite IDSA guidelines giving a strong recommendation to, quote, assess for other causes of altered mental status and careful observation rather than antimicrobial treatment. The motivation to treat with antibiotics is the what-if thought that the altered mental status might be the sole sign of infection and the patient may develop bacteremia, which if not treated initially could result in a poor patient outcome. To tackle this common line of reasoning that results in overtreatment of asymptomatic bacteriuria, a group of authors published a retrospective cohort study in JAMA. The authors took data from 68 hospitals over a 5-year period, looking at non-ICU patients with asymptomatic bacteriuria who were not immunocompromised and did not have a second infection. Over 11,000 patients with asymptomatic bacteriuria were included in the analysis. In the entire cohort, the rate of bacteremia from a presumed urinary source was 1.4%. However, looking at just the 2,126 patients who had both asymptomatic bacteriuria and altered mental status, the rate of bacteremia from a presumed urinary source was only 0.7%. When multivariate analysis was performed, neither old age, altered mental status, or a history of dementia were associated with an increased risk of bacteremia. The authors recommend if patients have altered mentation and cannot attest to having specific signs or symptoms of a UTI, clinicians should assess for SIRS, leukocytosis, and pyuria when deciding who may possibly benefit from empiric antibiotic treatment. If the patient with asymptomatic bacteriuria does not have systemic signs of infection, they have a very low risk of bacteremia from a urinary source. The findings of this study support the IDSA guideline recommendations to use watchful waiting rather than antibiotics in patients with asymptomatic bacteriuria, even if they have altered mental status. Furthermore, it provides additional information that antimicrobial stewardship teams can use to educate clinicians and assuage their fears of missing a case of bacteremia in a patient with asymptomatic bacteriuria and altered mental status. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.